Indeed. Would quickly switch on to our second conversation this morning, and that is about the APC primaries starting today. First, I'm going to take you on the president's insistence on consensus. He said that it's still possible to have a consensus. Would that be a good thing for the APC?
Consensus is legal. It's in our electoral law. Will it happen is what will now be the question. The president has been consistent about his wishes for that to happen, but I doubt that that wish will come to pass.
Why do you do that?
You know, because I don't see a situation in which we are able to persuade, or in which the party is able to persuade all the aspirants to line up behind a single candidate. I don't see it. In fact, my take will be that 100%, it won't be by consensus. Rather, what the party will likely achieve is a situation in which the number of candidates that will compete at the eventual indirect primaries will be very narrow. Maybe in the luckiest extreme, it will be two candidates.
You don't think that this could be some kind of tumble-out card?
It could be
being planned.
It could be some tambourish kind of card. It could happen. In fact, the intrigues and the scheming that we have seen with the APC primaries has been much more than the PDP. Has been much more. So, and it is not yet over. So today there is likely to be some new intrigues in the arena, right there.
Right.
But
there.
I still do not see an ultimate consensus situation.
Do you think the president has a candidate?
I think he does. I have never, I don't know of any leader anywhere in any part of the world who is not interested in who succeeds him. Whether it is America or Britain, anywhere, people are interested in who succeeds
them. Who do you think is his candidate? I mean, he's not saying it, he's not letting it out.
Yes, and he has, for once, he has played this very right. Because if he had let the cat out of the bag, he would have compromised the situation. And he would have introduced some element of undemocratic measures in that space. But when you don't even know, even the candidate himself, I'm not sure if the candidate himself
because
knows.
Because it's looking like everybody's lost. Like nobody actually has an idea
lost.
What's going on.
Everybody that meets the president, oh, you want to contest, fine. Go and get your form. Congratulations. That is what he has been doing to everybody. So, but at the same time, I'm sure some underground works have been going on, which is trying to get this consensus issue. Because consensus, you know, if you can imagine if we had to field 23 candidates at that, it would be a mess.
Someone said that regardless of the outcome of this primaries, it would eventually lead to the disintegration of the APC because quite a number of people have been led on, like you've said. Like instead of the president to be firm, and say, I mean, Obasanjo did it. Obasanjo made it known that, look, it's Yar'Adua and nobody else. And he convinced everybody. And if you're not going to be convinced, he had his way. And it was done. But the president in this instance, in the name of being, I don't know what we'll call it, has given virtually everybody his blessings to enter the race and compete. And to some analysts, they feel that regardless of where this swings at the end of the day, it may cause disintegration of the party.
I don't think so. I don't think the party will disintegrate. What might happen is that you might have some people leave if it is not properly managed.
Okay.
Some people will leave. For example, if he had named a particular candidate and tried to impose it like an OBJ did, you know, some people will definitely be annoyed and they will leave. But in this case, in fact, he had not even, you heard the northern people that he met and said, oh, he should be zoned to the south.
Yeah.
He did not even associate with them. So he had tried to be neutral, but at the same time, I know he's working out something in favor of whoever may be his own candidate in terms of lobbying the other people. See, the consensus thing is tricky. It is tricky because all the aspirants must agree that that person is the consensus. If there is only one, that refuse to agree. Mm-hmm. You don't have a consensus. You will go to indirect primaries.
We hear from their screening, only one person said no to consensus candidate.
And that one person, will he change his mind? Or has he changed his mind? And I don't think that that kind of a person will change his mind. Which is why, for me, 100%, I can already see indirect primaries, not a consensus candidate. The consensus will be to the extent that you narrow the number of aspirants from whatever it is to maybe three or four or even two, if at the luckiest, maybe two.
Mm. So APC has automatically zoned their presidential ticket to the south. If anything that we heard from the northern governors from is something to go by, the PDP, they have their own candidate from the north. Is this a joker for APC? Do you think that APC zoning to the south would give them the edge that they need? Or, like you said, they need, everybody needs the northern vote. And Atiku, invariably, you know, well, there's a suggestion that he has the northern vote already.
It is a bold thing if this zoning is actually effective. I mean, the 11 people that were at that meeting or that signed the communique might not be representative of the entire North. Some of them were governors, others were just party leaders, you know, and they came together and reached that conclusion. That is not necessarily the position of the entire North.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is why we have to be cautious about it. But if that is, if zoning is actually brought back into play, and that is where the president himself stands, I think it's a plus for the party. A plus, number one, because it now appears more embracing. To say, look, the fair thing should be that after 8 years of presidency in the North, it should go to the South. Of course, you know my position about this zoning thing, is that ultimately, zoning must go. But where we are in this democracy journey at this point is such that we have to look at zoning as it is. Now, if they do that, irrespective of the fact that the other party did not do it because it felt it needed the northern vote and only a northern candidate can win it for them, it should be a plus for the ruling party. Yeah.
Who do you think is the best candidate for the APC? I mean, it's today is the day. Hopefully we'll get the results before tomorrow morning. But today is the day. Who is potentially APC's joker?
For me, I don't see a single candidate as being the ultimate.
Are you being political right now?
If you look at that list, I see two or three people who I can say, well, let's take a bet on them.
You know what? I have this poll here by Daily Trust. Trust has this poll sponsored by Democratic Research Initiative. And they had about 8 presidential aspirants.
Good.
Of the APC: Oshibajo, Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, Akpabio, Kaire Fayemi, Yaya Bello, David Umahi, and Ame Lawan. 8 of them.
Who won it?
So they conducted this poll, this Democratic Research Initiative. They had this poll and they sampled the opinions of about 2,000 delegates. Oshinbajo took it.
Delegate?
Yes.
Okay.
Oshinbajo took it with 857 votes.
Followed by?
Is second with 571. And Amaechi is third with 329.
Let me say the flaws that are in this poll. We're not exactly a poll kind of a place, but we're coming up. That's a very good a step in the right direction.
Though.
Yeah. The flaw is that, let me commend them again. This is a good sample size because the entire people that will be voting is about 2,300 and something that will be voting today. And they sampled 2,000. That is a huge sample. But you see, they sampled the delegates and got this result.
Yeah.
The delegates don't vote their minds. The delegate might have expressed their minds in a poll. Yeah. That is what they wish.
Yeah.
But they don't vote their mind. Because delegates in Nigeria, they are owned. The owners decide how they vote. Not necessarily how they will have voted like they did in the poll.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that is where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So we just have to keep our fingers crossed and wait. Bated breath.
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
Okay.
Today.
All right. Let's take a few calls. It's 8:49. Some of us will not sleep till tomorrow morning. Hopefully they finish on time. I am really, really dreading tonight, but hopefully they'll finish on time so I can catch some sleep before tomorrow morning.